You're listening to Mobile Bunny by Moomoo, demystifying markets one episode at a time. This content is strictly for educational and entertainment purposes only and should not be interpreted as a recommendation or investment guidance. Keep in mind that this information is not personalized and should not be the sole basis for your investment decisions, as there may be additional factors to consider.
Welcome to Mobile Money by Moomoo. Today's podcast will be a special episode to celebrate International Women's Day. I'm Chantelle Walsh, a member of the Moomoo content team here in New Jersey. So often when we are talking about women who invest in financial freedom of women, it's done through these statistics and generalizations that can sometimes overlook individual stories and experiences that make up this diverse landscape. Earlier this month, I was fortunate to catch up with two women who invest, and it became really clear to me that there is no one-size-fits-all approach to investing, and that success in the markets is just as much about mindset and determination as it is about strategy and analysis. In learning how they first got their start in investing, their biggest challenges, and how they managed to navigate the markets. I hope you find them as inspiring as I did. Enjoy.
When I first got into college, all of the finance classes were predominantly male, and it's very intimidating, you know, as a college freshman and then also, you know, as a woman. My name is Caitlin. I'm 23. I just recently moved to New York City and I work in finance here. I work in investment banking. And then I don't really know what happened, but I eventually got over that. And I was like, this is my strong suit. I've always been a very logical, kind of analytical type person, just even in my like day to day. It was actually during COVID. I was doing an internship at the time, and my internship was actually on the trading floor. It really opened my eyes into the world of investing. I mean, I had never personally invested. And then seeing how everything operates, I was like, oh, this is something I really want to get into to kind of reach my own personal financial goals. So that's kind of when I got started. I was educating myself on the types of accounts I could open, educating myself on that, and also kind of who I wanted to open an account with. I mean, there was just so many options. I was like, I don't know. Like, they all seemed great. I would read one. I'm like, oh, that seems great. Then I read another. I'm like, that one seems great. And then, of course, when you're searching on their websites, you get, you know, spam emails from them coming every day, kind of advertising to open an account. There's a billion resources I think you can use. And honestly, a lot of them, unfortunately, a lot of them cost money. So you want to, like, I remember just, obviously, you want to, like, subscribe to them all so you can kind of get all this information. But just realistically, it's probably not that you don't really need all of them. So the ones that I found that I like the most are definitely the Wall Street Journal. I also like subscribe to a bunch of like random newsletters that I found on like LinkedIn. Someone posts like something that I'm interested in, like I'm really interested in like venture capital. So I'm subscribed to like a bunch of newsletters there. And then another good one I really like is Morning Brew. They send an email every day and it's kind of like a good like recap of kind of what happened, like high level things that are going on. The market volatility isn't something I'm particularly worried about just because I'm not looking to kind of take out my investments anytime soon. But I definitely want to make sure I'm capitalizing like when the stock market is down, just so I can, you know, making sure I'm staying up to date on like just general information and tracking the indexes more or less I found is helpful, just like broadly kind of looking at my portfolio at least once or twice a week. Definitely one where I'm kind of just looking at things more at a high level, usually after work, if it's a slower day or like the weekend, just making sure I'm staying on top of my goals. When I'm doing this all day at work, sometimes the last thing I want to do is like look, like think about my own portfolio or stress about, you know, my finances. Just not stressing if you can't look at your account. I think it's also smart not to look at your account every day because the market is always moving. So friends always ask me for advice because they're not in the finance industry at all. So they're always like, can you help me? And honestly, what I just tell them is do your research, open a brokerage account. First off, I just make sure that they're allocating money into a 401k, or if they are doing that already, to open up a Roth IRA or another kind of IRA account as a supplement retirement account. I think those are useful. And then if you do have more like extra money after you do those things, I tell them to, you know, open up an individual brokerage account. And then And then from there, I kind of just tell them, like, investing, you know, it's something that you can make your own. If there's a company that you're interested in or a sector that you're really interested in, do a lot of your research and invest in those types of things. I mean, a lot of my friends, they'll open up a brokerage account, they'll put cash in it, and then they won't actually buy a stock with it. So then the cash is just sitting in it. And I'm like, buy a stock. And if that's too complicated for them, ETFs or indexes and stuff like that. I also feel like when you first get started, you kind of just have to get started and you learn as you go. I actually have a funny story. Open up a brokerage account. I was buying and selling stocks like left and right. It's not the smartest when you don't have too much money in your account to be buying and selling, because the short-term tax rate is more than the long-term tax rate. And I learned that later, but I got my account up to like a certain number and my brokerage account was like, hey, like you're eligible for margin trading. And I was like, oh, this is super cool. I got really into like options trading, kind of using the leverage that they were giving me with margin. The problem was I didn't read up on it too much. I was just like, oh, they're letting me kind of borrow more money so I can make more money. I'm like, this is great. So I was doing that and it was going good for a little bit. And then this was like during COVID. So then when the market kind of corrected itself, my account dropped pretty significantly. And I wound up having like a margin call on my account. And I was like, I had no idea what was happening. I was like, what? Like, this is weird. And they're like, you have to put, you know, so this much money back into your account. Like, cause I was like borrowing their money. And I was like, oh my God. And I had to like sell a couple stocks to meet the margin call. And there was like interest if I didn't meet the minimum requirements. So at the time, now I know, definitely I should have educated myself more on margin trading. I feel like when women are trading or investing, people don't really tend to take them seriously, or women aren't educated enough, or that we're more like risk adverse, which I think is just obviously not true. People love to say that women, you know, act on emotion or they have those kind of thoughts when dealing with things. But actually, I think that's a good thing to kind of have that in some aspects. I think women make better decisions than men with investing. We take a lot of decisions we think about things in a lot of different ways. I think it's just helped me like obviously have a little bit more financial stability in general. I like to travel a lot and sometimes I like spontaneously will book a trip and it's kind of nice because if I go a little bit over my budget, I can kind of turn to my investing account and be like, oh, okay, well, at least I have a little bit room here I can kind of take and, you know, replenish my budget that I went over. It started like just, I think when you first are starting to invest, just when you're putting money in, sure it's an amount that you're comfortable with. If you think of that money that it's gone when you put it in, it's kind of a good mindset because you don't want to put that money in just wanting to take it out, you know, in a couple months. So my advice is to just take money, like an amount that you're comfortable with each week, each month. Just start from there and just do little trades every day and just kind of like take notes of what you're learning and just kind of use those to build and, you know, build your own portfolio.
I know that there's not many traders, like, because this is the trading industry seems like to be a male-dominated industry, right? Even people in my group, maybe 90% are men. My background is actually, I'm an accountant. I work for a tech company in the Bay Area. I started actually investing back in 2020 when the COVID started. I start to get bored. And then like at that time, the stock market is volatile. I remember my 401k dropped significantly, right, in March. And then by May, I believe that the stock market start picking up. Yeah, I started investing. I actually went to YouTube, look at the investment ideas and started investing by then. Basically shares and also selling call option before selling put. So it's a little bit secure, right? Because market's going up, so I feel like, you know, it's safe to sell put, right? And then in 2022, I started learning naked option. The market is always changing, right? So like in 2022, we experienced the bear market. It was a shock, right? Because like for 9 years, I believe we've been on an uptrend, right? And once there's like bear market started, we're in shock, right? So we're not used to it. So we have to adapt with the market, especially as a trader. right? I remember that sometimes, you know, you get a sudden spike, but then it gets held off again. So it's like every single pop is getting sold, right? I remember it back in 2022, and in 2023, start picking up, right? In 2024, I know it looks like the market start to recover again. I think adapting to the market and then adapting to the market condition, yeah. So I think that's the biggest challenge. And every year is different, right? Every year is different. Every day is different. It's all about risk and reward, right? So I think it kind of helped me to calculate in my head, this is how much I'm going to risk, right? This is how much the upside. So the risk and reward, I think, like, if you can calculate, I think that helped, because that's what I do every day, right? As an accountant, to grow as a trader as well. The psychology part, right, is difficult. And then to find your edge, right? And then the screen time that you have to put in, if you're serious about trading, the amount of screen time I put it every day before work. 5 a.m. in the morning, I wake up, right? I'm in Pacific time. I prepare for the market. I scan through the names that I possibly trade for the day. By 6:30, I'm already in the desk, start trading. Usually, I like to trade names that just reported earnings. So I like earning gap up or earning gap down. I think that's my edge, right? After accumulating all the data, all these years, right? I'm still learning. I mean, it's not perfect, but I think that's my edge, right? I like to trade stock that have significant relative strength or relative weakness. And then I look at the extended hours, look at the earning, the gap up or gap down. If stock gap up or gap down, I look it up and then I start to do technical level. I just use TradingView. I basically just use price action. Yeah, other people, they do like option flow, right? Look at the option flow. I don't do that. I just mainly just look at the technical level. And then if I like the setup, I potentially trade for the day. Diversify the portfolio, look at like different sector to mitigate the risk, basically. So if one sector go down, like the other sector can lift up. But then because I'm also into crypto, right? So some of my holding are in ETF, right? in Bitcoin ETF, in crypto ETF. So there's just more fluctuation. And I just have to be aware that it's just a high beta type of investment. So I just put it a little bit of there as like, I just put it as an asymmetric bet basically for a couple of years for me. There's like a lot of up and down, right? And it actually bring a lot of self-awareness within myself. And I used to not meditate before, but then ever since I trade, I start meditating, self-care, just more aware of our emotion, like of my own emotion. Like I say, it's a lot of up and down, right? If things don't go my way, I'm like aware of like my emotion. Like I try to catch it before it go worse, right? Sometimes I get greed, right? The greed and fear and the FOMO, right? So just like being self-aware, basically. I think that's really helped to navigate through the day. It's actually a lot of discipline too, right? The technical level is everybody can do that, but then the psychology and the edge, that's everybody have different mindset, right? If you have a good mindset, then most likely you'll be able to make it as a trader, but otherwise it's a lot of commitment to jump into it, I think. Yeah, because not only just a technical level, screen time, and also your psychology is very important. It's not the get rich quick scheme for trading. It's very, very hard, but eventually I'll get there to the level that I want, right, throughout the years. So it takes time, just have to be patient. 2022, I lost a lot of money to try to trade a naked option, right? I just don't know anything. I just follow like a guy in from Discord, right? But then, I learned it doesn't, I mean, he call out this and I follow, right? But I actually, everyone have different style and have different mindset, have different risk management, right? So I cannot really follow that other people, right? So I have to stick with my own rule, my own risk management, you know, my own discipline. And it takes time, right? But I lost a lot of money, but I'm just like slowly recovering. So, but I need to reset, right? I need to reset by basically just maybe just look at the screen, but not trading, or like reduce my position size. So I just have to be aware of that, right? Because I have a tendency of have a losing streak, for example, like in a chop, right? In trading range, for example, it's not my expertise yet. So the market is not in my favor. It's not in the market condition that I'm used to. Not worth the mental capital, right? So yeah, one time sometimes, you know, I have like a trading losses a couple of days. That's why there's an important of journaling. There's a journaling of trades, right? So why actually I'm in the losing streak? Like actually, I know that I don't perform best when, for example, there's like huge news, right? So next time, like next month, I wouldn't trade on that day when they have significant news announcement, for example, then I wouldn't trade for that day. So it's like statistically, like look at what my behavior was, right, in the past and try to avoid it, right? So because sometimes it's better to just not trade than losing money, right? Start small, start paper trading, like at least 3 months do paper trading, find good education. I mean, there's plenty of education from YouTube, right? If you want to search it out. Combination of different mentor that I learned from, and then I try to incorporate with my own personality and develop my edge. So it's trial and error. Basically, I just follow the Discord and see if the person trading style match my personality or not. But then I actually found a group that I really like, right? Because the personality of this trader actually pretty similar to me. So I stay with that group, and it's just continuous learning. Women actually are better with risk management statistically. But not much, but I found that there are some women also who trade and who invest are there. But obviously, I think for me, just start small first and paper trade. So just to get the hang of it, right? And then eventually we'll grow.
I really hope you enjoyed listening to today's podcast. I think it's interesting to hear about the different ways we all start our investing journeys, and all the mistakes and successes that ultimately influence what type of investor or trader we become. As we continue to break down barriers and challenge stereotypes, it's stories like these that serve as encouragement for future generations of women investors. Thanks for listening. If you have a trading story you'd like to share, make sure you reach out to us at cs@us.moomoo.com. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of Mobile Money by Moomoo. Happy trading and happy International Women's Day.
The opinions expressed are those of the host and any guest speaker and not necessarily those of Moomoo Technologies, Inc. or its affiliates. The podcast is provided for informational and educational purposes only and is not a recommendation or endorsement of any particular investment or investment strategy that may be mentioned or covered in the podcast. All investments involve risk and the loss of principal as possible. Past performance does not indicate or guarantee future success. Moomoo is not affiliated with any outside guests or their companies. Information provided in this podcast is general in nature and may not be appropriate for all investors. The Moomoo app is an online trading platform offered by Moomoo Technologies, Inc. Securities, brokerage products, and related services available through the Moomoo app are offered by Moomoo Financial, Inc., a member FINRA, SIPC.